There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
Castology.
Hello and welcome to another episode of Castology. It's one of our main episodes, so we're going to be reviewing the selections that we brought to you last fortnight, as well as recommending some new ones this week. How are we feeling today?
Yeah, good.
Yeah?
Good.
Yeah. Feeling like I'm going to get the meat sweats a little bit. We have the best brisket for our family podcast dinner. I was just like, we just had like slabs of meat. It was just like meat.
How? Yeah, because we were talking to each other before the show and it was just like, what do you want? Meat.
And so I found somewhere that literally served like slabs of meat.
Yeah.
And now I think I'm getting the meat sweats, but I'm not mad about it. We have a theme and it's not meat. Our theme for our recommendations this week is water. So podcasts that had to have something to do with water. And I think that I would like to go first.
I second that motion.
Good. Did we do our names? I didn't think we did that.
No,
let's go back and do that. I'm Liz.
I'm Zane.
And
I'm Nick.
And that's who we are.
Nice.
You know by now. You know this. You love us. That's why you're here. Okay, water. I'm recommending a BBC podcast called No Place But the Water. So this is a speculative drama series that kind of looks at what the world might look like after the Western Antarctic melts, and also asks questions about, I guess, how we offer hospitality to refugees and things like that. So the actual blurb says, a family run a hotel at the edge of the water, but food is running out and the water keeps rising. When there is no place but the water, where do you go? And it's written by Linda Marshall Griffiths. Now, the thing I really like about this is that it's short. I enjoy short things. There's 9 episodes and they're each between 10 and 20 minutes each. So you could listen to the whole thing really quite quickly. And I think that it is a good fictional podcast that also captures a lot of real world thoughts that may indeed come to pass. Enjoy your water world. Everyone, watch it now, because that's what the future's going to be like. Anyway, No Place But the Water.
No Place But the Water.
Yeah. Do you need to know anything
else
about it?
BBC?
BBC? Okay. Yeah, BBC 4, I think. I get confused with
the
4 and the 3 and the 2 and the sounds. I don't know.
The sounds?
Yeah, BBC Sounds. They did that podcast Murmurs and stuff
oh,
like that.
That's
so I think
right.
they
yes.
do. I think BBC Sounds focus only on like radio and audio
sure.
stuff, whereas okay. BBC Four is also a television.
One day I will figure it out.
Please tell us if you are British and you know what the BBC is on about.
Yeah,
please tell us.
For us. I'd love to know.
But yeah, I thought the sound design was quite nice, and I like how it's a good story told succinctly with important stuff.
Yeah, I think it ties in very well with one of our more esoteric themes that we've had, which is water.
Yeah, water.
And I think that's the...
It's literally got water in the title, folks. Water. All right, Nick.
Look, I'll be honest. This theme was actually very difficult to find something of, like, on it, to be honest, value, really.
Yeah.
Because, when like, you can't just, like, bung water in your fucking search for podcasts.
You seem to be able to bung rocks into every fucking podcast.
Okay.
No, he did that once and then just took every result from the list.
And like, rock
yeah.
climbing
yeah, perfect,
and rock
yeah. This is exactly what I'm looking for. More rocks. So I kind of went a bit unconventional. I figured, you know, we've done like, I think Zane, like I think with some of our themed episodes where we struggled to find a podcast, we actually have been unconventional with our picks. So I was trying to think, what's water-based that's not, you know, like, you know, the oceans rising and that sort of stuff. Not that I'm not interested in that,
well,
but I was
yeah.
like, well, I mean, that seems to be the easy option. So I was like, why not find something about the Detroit, Michigan, Flint water crisis, which I thought was
interesting.
It's hard because, again, there's actually not that many podcasts that cover it in terms of like a series. Do you know what I mean? Like
yeah.
it's not like a specific series that covers the water crisis, right? And so I instead found a podcast from Crooked Media called America Dissected. And in that podcast is an episode.
I actually rate that.
But well, I was like looking at it and I was like, this is a particularly interesting subject. I know Crooked will obviously cover it with a bit of a slant, but the cover, their coverage is very respectable. And yeah. I've heard very good things about America Dissected. And I was like, you know what? This is going to be really interesting. Even though I do know kind of the surface level things about the water crisis, I was like, I want to hear about it and I want to be reminded of it, because it is a thing that has, that was in the headlines, and now it's completely off everyone's fucking map because no one gives a shit. And so this episode is called Unleaded. Now, I will make sure that in the show notes that it just directly goes to that episode.
Yeah.
Just because obviously you don't want to have to go through 97 episodes.
I think recommending a specific episode 100% plays by the rules of just recommending stuff that we think is good. I feel like you've set a precedent and we can do it in the future.
Yeah. And I thought it was a fun little challenge because I was like, I can't I don't want to just find a water podcast and listen to the first two episodes and be like, yeah, it's water.
Yeah.
I wanted to be like, all right, well, you know. I was like, you know what? Like, think unconventionally. What is something that is water related that isn't just purely about that?
Yeah, so, you've gone a very intellectual route. I went, I literally don't want anything that is dry.
Yeah, water.
No, I specifically wanted to go with fiction. So, yes. Zane, what
now,
have you got?
I had a very, well, no. So, I went into this looking for my dream podcast.
No one's made it yet.
No one has made a podcast about the role of water in controversy at the moment, because water is one of the biggest things that is coming, affecting the world at the moment, particularly through pollution and pipelines, but also
we have both too much and too little of it in the wrong places. We have the wrong types of water where we don't
also
need them.
How the oceans are going, also like things like Michigan. And what I wanted is something like In Sickness and in Health, the podcast that I recommended way back when.
Oh yeah, god,
where
I
they picked a topic and did one season about, like, so if they did one season about pipelines and they did one season about Flint and one season about oceans and whatever. That doesn't exist. I want that to exist. I'm putting that out into the world. I want to listen to that.
Please. Someone make it and then send it in to us and we will promote the hell out of it.
Yeah, for sure.
Yes.
What's your second pick?
My second pick is something that I particularly enjoyed listening to. Now, it's called The Water Women Podcast, and it's literally a podcast where the host interviews women who are somehow involved with the ocean, usually either science-based or communication-based. So that could be marine biology. It could be like actually working as a sea person, a sailor or what have you. So I will say this isn't a professionally produced podcast. This is a passion project for the host who is a marine biologist.
Love it.
So the audio quality is not 100%, though it is not by no means unlistenable.
Look, not everyone can afford ridiculously expensive audio equipment to make it sound good.
Yeah, like, absolutely.
And you've still got good shit to say.
And a lot of these are like people who are in the trenches doing the work that they're talking about. So it is a science podcast, but not strictly a science podcast. Like, she has spoken to people who one woman who is like an art festival organizer who curates her art by artists who have something to do with water or create art about the oceans and that sort of thing. So it's very, it's everything, a lot to do with water, but it's not a very focused.
It's got water in the title. It wins.
No, I'm not trying to justify how it ties into the.
Hey, look, I feel like with our categories, we can be pretty fast and loose about how it actually fits into the category.
Absolutely. I will say this is not the wettest podcast that I have submitted.
This water podcast is mildly Zane dry.
It's a little bit dry.
It's just a bit moist.
That it is scientists talking to scientists about science.
Yeah.
But I really enjoyed it.
Okay.
So take that.
All right. I will take that and I will run with it. Okay. So let's quickly back announce what we recommended. I recommended No Place But the Water. Nick recommended?
I recommended Unleaded, an episode within the podcast America Dissected.
And it's a very early episode in that.
Yes,
one,
it
right?
is. Yeah. Yes, it is. Yes, it is. Fair warning. You'll have to scroll back.
Yeah. And I recommended Water Women, which is a podcast about women involved with oceanic science.
Right. I'm thirsty just thinking about them all. Okay, let's go back to 2 weeks ago. It's a time where we're all much younger and much more innocent. And we recommended some podcast. Now, I would like to hear what we thought of Nick's podcast first.
So my podcast is really simple. It's called Crime in Sports, and it's about crime in sports. But the take here is it very much is comedy. Like, it is comedy. It is about kind of the idiocy and lunacy of some of these crimes and the people that have perpetrated them. Fair warning, it's a fucking long show. I did asterisk that.
You did. I did asterisk that. Fair warning.
I mean, that doesn't mean we have to forgive you for it.
No, yeah, but also, I would not be surprised if all of y'all tuned out quickly. What did you think?
Zane first.
I didn't mind it. I do think it is heavy. Like, they could cut an hour out of each episode and it would still be fine.
Yeah.
They are, at least one of them is a commentator, right? Because that voice is either a broadcaster or a commentator.
Yep.
Yeah, it is a smooth AF.
It's a very fine voice.
They don't stumble, and they always have something to say, and they're very confident in the way that they speak. It was very reassuring voice. I knew nothing that they were saying anything about. Like, they were just pulling stats and names out of places, and it was they're not kind of like. Going into this, I thought it would be like The Dollop, but for sport.
Yeah.
It's not as jokey as The Dollop. It is a little bit more cerebral in its comedy, and you do need to have a fair bit of sports knowledge to kind of fit into who they're talking to. Mm. Overall, though, it's easy to listen to. If I didn't really enjoy absorbing information as much as I do, this would be an easy yes for me. At the moment, it's kind of like, I can imagine being in the mood for this.
I, however, don't enjoy it.
So if you turned your iPad around, will I see the word no?
No. But, okay, look.
Okay, go.
My exact note says, I love the idea and these guys go about it in a way that I really like. They actually had me caring about sports, but over 2 hours? Too many tangents.
Way too many tangents.
Like, the tangents that they went on were funny, right? Mm. I listened to two episodes. So that's like 4 hours.
Okay, Liz, that's a fucking commitment.
I felt like this is the closest I'm going to be to you picking a podcast that is actually up my alley.
That's like the entire run of Coma Girl.
Yeah. So I listened to two episodes because I really wanted to pinpoint what it was that made me annoyed with how long this went. Because the comedy I liked. I felt like they could probably up the comedy, down the tangents, and somehow have that work in together, because the episodes didn't need to be as long as they were, and they were full of such good content that if they had somebody overseeing them, and obviously they're very popular, if they've gone for, you know, 200 or so episodes, they've obviously got an audience, and their audience probably likes it being that long. But I think, as an editor, not just as a podcast lover, I would do a little bit of a self-edit on that, even if you cut out half an hour. Half an hour. It could easily cut an hour.
It does need a trim.
But it was really enjoyable. These are crimes that haven't been covered in any of my crime podcasts because we don't give a shit about sports normally.
Yeah, honestly, it's because, women don't care about these sports. Or at least
general.
Traditionally. And true crime is a very female and
white women, man.
Dominated.
We white bitches love our true crime. But yeah, it's they're crimes that I didn't know about, and I do always love seeing a slightly different side to crime. The guy that I listened to was just like I think the episode was called "The Devil Incarnate" because he was just like
The Andrew Wadsworth,
the biggest he sounds like such the a MMA charming guy. Andrew Wadsworth. Oh yes, but he biggest garbage human
he's a
being.
Piece of shit.
He is like the biggest. Like literally the devil. Like no. Anyway, I enjoyed it, but it's too long.
Yeah.
Too long.
If it did cut, let's say,
if they were an hour and a half,
you're in.
If hour ideal, hour and a half, I'd still pass it with like a solid A minus for me.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
At the moment, it's probably a solid B because it's a bit too long. Yeah. But at no point did my attention span go, fuck these guys, I'm turning it off. I was like, okay, guys, just steer back onto the plot. You know,
I drifted in and out because I was like, oh, okay, I don't understand any of this. I'm like, okay, we're back to the story.
Yeah.
And like that happened 15-ish times.
Yeah.
And if each of those is 2 minutes, then that's half an hour.
Yeah.
So in general, good job.
Actually genuinely surprised with that. I did not think that both of you would
Are you trying to punish us for something?
Are you trying to make us hate you?
You've brought a lot of podcasts that you're like, I think you'll hate it. I honestly think you'll hate it, and good. I hope you do.
I'm just lowering my expectations.
Choke on these rocks.
Enjoy. No, I'm just lowering my expectations so I don't get disappointed.
So that your heart doesn't hurt when we don't like
it. Yeah, exactly. So I'm just like preparing. So when you fucking hate it, I'm like,
it's bless. I expected that.
It's all good. It's fine.
It's fine. It's dust in my eye. Okay, I would like to know what you guys thought, she says, bracing for it, of Coma Girl. So it was a daily serial podcast that was about a girl who's in a coma and what she overhears. And the episodes are between 2 and 8 minutes long, and there's 187 of them.
First and foremost.
Yes.
The cover art.
The cover art needs to go. I'm sorry, I had to
do that. Okay, so let me tell you about the cover art. Is it looks the same as all of her books.
I did do a little bit of research and it's like they have a style.
Yeah.
But even compared to a lot of her books, the cover art is very clip arty.
Yeah.
At least some of her books.
These are like airport novels, right?
Yeah. Absolutely.
Yeah, so they,
The format, very interesting. I would like to see more daily serials like this. I think it is something that podcasting could really latch onto.
Yeah.
That being said, it didn't grab me, and the narrator I actually had a few issues with.
She's the same one who does all of the audiobooks for Stephanie Bond, so I'm very used to her.
Do you like her?
I really do.
Okay.
Yeah, because she does, in the books, she does the voices of the different characters similar to how they would be in my head when I transferred from books to audiobooks.
So she doesn't sound old, but I felt whenever she was doing voice work, she did sound old.
Yeah.
And it was like, so everything kind of sounded a bit similar. This isn't the kind of narrative that I'm interested in.
Didn't think so.
But I think this is very well done, and I am interested in seeing more of this format.
I liked that each episode didn't leave you, like it was all an individual story told in 5 minutes that linked together.
Cliffhangers.
Yeah, so that you didn't have, like each is self-contained within an overall arc.
Oh, ideally that is what a serial is.
But some people won't do it properly.
Yeah.
Nick?
Yeah, right. So, okay, I know that you said the cover art is the books and stuff, but
No, it's bad.
The cover.
It's very
90s. Sorry.
It's very 90s.
Give me 10 minutes and I'll do something better.
Stephanie, if you're listening, sheesh. Anyway.
I won't even charge you for it.
Yeah, I'll do it for free. The thing for me is that I really rate the central idea for this because the show didn't vibe with it, to be completely honest. Not my thing.
No, didn't expect it to be. I brought it because A, it excited me from one of the authors that I find a really easy listen, and two, the format.
That's the thing that really sold it to me, right? The central idea is really, really good. Someone in a coma, you get to hear those thoughts. There actually are quite a few like kind of poignant moments that you get to experience along with the characters that are sort of around that, right? The format for me is something that I really, really like. I imagine it is a lot of effort to pull off. And to me, I'm sure that the way that they structured is that they recorded a shitload and they just...
Oh, yeah, of course.
But again, the way that she's written it, it's not like a book that she's just cut into
and then just
snippets.
Gone.
Like
yeah.
Each one is its own
thing. Yeah, and they do work. And I think also, like you said, like the cliffhanger aspect really, it is not like every episode ends with a... You know,
I did get the shits towards the end. Some of the episodes were only 2 minutes heading towards the end and I felt really ripped off.
Yeah.
Waiting all day for a minute 30 of actual content.
I mean, quite honestly a Herculean effort to get this into, we'll get this, I think, because it's complete now, right?
Yeah. It just finished at time of recording. I think it's been finished for about a week.
Yep.
Yeah, no, that's true. I'm just going through this now. But look, for me, look, not really my content, not really my thing, but I really do rate I rate the actual central idea, but
everybody,
I also rate the format.
Daily serials, please start making them.
Would be a great exercise for any writer because you're really just writing, put a setting and you're just writing a scene.
Yeah.
And as long as the scene is self-contained, like that is your episode.
And if you want to make it like please have an overall story arc, so you just write a beginning, middle and end and write a whole bunch of 5 minute scenes.
Yeah.
Like I'm so into it. And if anybody has any more daily serials, narrative daily serials, please send them to me because I will devour them.
Do it. Absolutely.
Amazing. Okay, who are we left with?
Me.
Yay. All right, Zane.
I recommended Stir the Plot, a movie and improvisation podcast where they watch slash act out the first scene of a movie, and then they watch slash act out the last scene of a movie, and they improvise how they get from one to the other.
Nick. Just because I normally go first. No. I have any
okay, sorry, no. I was like sitting there and I was just like, no. So, okay, first things first. Title, fucking incredible. This is another one of those shows that is very, 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 very much on the point of if the host's chemistry is not there, it bombs. Thankfully, it is not the case here because, oh my God, there is so much chemistry here and yeah. The tangents. Okay. I did have a bit of a bugbear because I think at the start of one of my episodes they were talking about Death Stranding and I was waiting for them to start talking about Black Swan and I was like, I don't really care about what you're talking about here. Get into whatever the fuck, like get into the fucking movie. Like that's the point of the show.
Yeah.
Does bother me, but again, it didn't go for 20 minutes about the Royals. That's fine.
didn't spoil your favorite TV show either.
Yeah, doesn't spoil my fucking TV show. That's okay. This is, I really, really love the concept. And
yes.
I love how much everyone buys into it. And I also love just how fucking crazy it kind of gets because it reminds me, it honestly reminded me, I think this show, when people like the meme where it's like, you know, where the girl's sitting down in front of a photo of three people being like me listening to my podcast in the morning.
Yeah.
This feels like me like like making a podcast with my friends where yeah, it is yeah. just absolute, it's fucking crazy. It's no holds barred, but it fits within the premise of the actual yeah. show itself. And it is honestly very, very funny. I'm absolutely subscribing. Like I've subscribed to it and like I'm going like,
hooray.
There's only 36 episodes, but like it's just really good. It's yeah. really, it's honestly very wholesome too. Like it's just a really wholesome, warm show to listen to. I really, really enjoyed it.
I feel like this is the type of conversation that I would have with my friends sitting on the couch
yes.
If yeah. I only yeah. had watched those things. So I listened to the WandaVision episode where they turned, because WandaVision, if you only watch the first scene and the last scene of that, yeah. you'd be really fucking yeah. confused.
Yeah.
Like, and that's what I wanted. I wanted a film where the first, I wanted a TV or film property yeah. where the first and last scenes are so totally different. So they turned it into like a Cold War apocalyptic time travel thriller, which I would watch the hell yes. out
yeah,
of.
Yeah, that's one of the ones that I was like, I would watch that.
I
yeah.
would totally watch that. And I really enjoyed the acting out at the start. Like it yeah. wasn't too hammy and it wasn't too serious. It was just really nicely reenacted for audio purposes. This is just such a joy of a podcast.
Yeah. And for those people who are into such things like improv, this is a great example of never blocking.
It's a yes and podcast. Yes and podcast,
yes.
Yeah, yes and is always good, but very often they'll go, yes, but, or like, I like what you said. I had this idea though, so what do you reckon? And then they'll try to put them together. It's never like, no, I don't like that idea. Yeah. I was thinking this.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. It's either accepting or compromising beautifully with yeah. all of the offers that were made.
And that is, I think that what Nick, you're picking up on when you said wholesome is like, there's never conflict.
No, and like stir the plot. Yeah. It's like the Putinesca of like podcasts. You know, like with Putinesca, you just put in whatever you've got
yeah.
in the fridge. It's just like they just keep putting in ingredients and then they stir it up and like, hey, movie. Yay. But yeah, I was charmed by it. And
yeah, I'm glad you liked it.
The idea itself, if like even if they had have bombed spectacularly, I still would have loved the idea of it.
Yeah.
But they didn't. They're great. I love these guys.
Awesome.
Yes. Okay. So that's us.
That's it.
That's us for the week. Get ready for next week because we got the Zane cast, our tiny Zode. And he's going to be telling us some stuff that he likes. Just him. It's all about Zane next week. The week after is when we're going to review all of the podcasts that we mentioned about water. I'm not going to back announce them because we did that at the end of the thing. But in the meantime, if you want to go to thatsnotcanon.com/castology and write in some suggestions that you'd like to hear us review, whether it's your podcast or someone else's, that'd be great. castologypodcast@gmail.com or any of the social medias and we'll chat to you. Otherwise, I have been Liz Best here with
Zane C. Weber
and
Nick Licker.
And keep listening to podcasts.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.